Start today the Terraway, North West London. Monday, 20th of Adar, 13th of March, not as advertised. Rav Dudi Rosenberg Schlieter, thoughts on the Haggadah. This week's Torah has been sponsored by family Dunner on the 15th Yahrzeit of their father, Rav Ben Zion ben Rav Avraham Moshe Alevi Dunner Zechron Lebrocha, whose Yahrzeit was last Thursday, and also by family Stern and Dunner on the 3rd Yahrzeit of their late father and grandfather, Rav Willy Stern, Ili Nishmas, Rav Zeib ben Rav Chaim HaKohen Zechron Lebrocha, whose Yahrzeit is this Shabbos.
As best as I can do, from 20 to 11 last night, being notified, and I have to get some sleep too, so here we are. The Remes apparently used to feed Tish regularly on Purim and on Shishim Purim, and during getting up from benching, the moment that he rose after benching on Shishim Purim from the Tish, he was already seen murmuring something. Those close to him overheard him saying, "Oil Rav Usa, what can I sachom as the Oraneh?" So therefore, he made a significant effort to show that Shloish Shemiyon Koyt Machak Shoyle Medosh Mechilcha Sachak. And therefore, perhaps it's not so early to start thinking about ideas for preparation for Seder night. And in the old tradition of eggs, I said in the old tradition of eggs on Pesach that you can take one, an egg, and you separate it, the white and the yolk. Sometimes you beat them, sometimes you have them separately. Whatever you do, if you put them in the fridge, you've got mayonnaise. If you put them in the freezer, you've got ice cream. Put them in the oven, you've got a cake. Put them in the frying pan, you've got an omelette. And if you want to have an option for your chicken soup, then you put it in a pot and you've got option two. So Pesach has got many drushes which have been said many times, and in the same way as the eggs, if some of these are recycled, I hope you forgive me. Now, the general rule is an advertisement that if you sell something, if you look in your advertiser, everything is new. New shoes, new cars, new trousers, new styles of hats. And of course, and there's no exception to that, that you go to the bookstore, there's the new Agudas. Old one of the Shkitoy. What's with the new Agudas? The Heilige Naftule Rapschitz equipped. Why do you have to have new Agudas every year? So he said there is a concept that we know which is called Yeridas Hadoyres. And therefore, what was last year is not the same. Similarly, he felt that last year's Rusha is probably this year's Chochem. And judging by sometimes the Oifenun, you can see that this actually shifts. So let's go on and introduce the Seder with the Pusik in Tehillim, which says, Echatz b'nikoyoin kapai v'asoyvev v'es mizbachach v'ashem. Echatz b'nikoyoin kapai means I will wash with purity my hands v'asoyvev, which is symbolic of a circular thing, is Mizbachachu, which is a shulchan, the great seder table, the table which we sit at, which is Stoimele Mizbayach Hashem. There again you have the Nikoyin Kapai, because it's only a night where you actually formally wash twice, once for Richatz, the second time for Rochzu. And Mizbachachu is the Rosh HaTaivas of Mura, Mizroya, Baitzu, Charoises, Chazeres, and Karpas. So you've got the Mizbachachu intrinsically alluded to. I'm only selecting a few ideas throughout the Agudah, but we'll start from Umar Abeluza ben Azaria. So there, the Baal Agudah starts with Araya Nikeven Shimshunu. Maybe you can start with Hulach Manu. It's a good idea. Yeah? There's a milsa de bedicha, so you're supposed to open up with a quip, no? But it's a joke. So the Hulach Manu was recited by the Stutz Gevir, and he was also the Stutz Kargen, so he didn't part with an unnecessary penny for sure. And therefore, he stood in front of his son, and he said to him, by the side, Kulach, Mu'an, you're holding up this matzah, and then he says, Kol detzrich, yaitzev yivsach, kol dechfin, yaitzev yaichel. And he's inviting everyone in, right after he's finished Kiddush, and everybody's long, long gone home to where the designated places of putting the Seder are. And he's saying, kol dechfin, yaitzev yaichel. And the son had enough. And turned around to his father, he says, listen, Dad, let's call a spade. Since when do you invite people into your house to eat? And nobody crosses the threshold of this house either. The last time a Mashiach came, he left with half his trousers missing because the dog got him. So, Ramayla, what's this business of kol dechfin yaitzev v'yaychel? So the Gevir turns around and he says, Ma'akein zukte, yizuktecha zukit, balagude, frektechzel bekashen. And he answers, Avudimu yini lefaroi b'mitzrayim. That was the answer to the few kashen. Zukte, ma paroi goyze v'ayne mekayim. Afani kain zukte, mishkefeilech, mitzabem. It brings us, let's go on to, on a serious note, Omer Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, you know, before we get there, I'll just mention something else that just occurred to me, that in the Fukhashas is really a sadistic question. Everybody asks this general answer of Avudim Uyini Lefarah ben Mitzrayim, where really does this answer four very definitive questions? It starts by question of Matzah, and why you eat it. Only tonight it becomes the highlight, more, and you're dipping and leaning. And yet, as I am for you, I would have been a father with time. But the question was very clear, because if you analyze it, there are activities during Seder which signify and symbolize avdus. Mind, the poor man's bread that was eaten there is really, according to I think, the Vodram, That was what they actually ate in Mitzrayim. The matzah was there because it was heavy, stuck in the stomach for hours and hours, cheap to make, excellent fuel, wonderful for slaves. So that is a shtick of simon. After this, you've got the other question of the abakosis, which is on the four kashas, which was why you lean. Now leaning is a showing of chayres, which is a display of freedom. You had another question there, why you got mura. Mura is again avdus. And you got another question which displays chayres, which is, what was the fourth question? Huh? Dipping. Dipping is a wealthy man's activity. This is something what you want to show. So what is it? You've got conflicting messengers here. Some of them are alluding to avdus, slavery, and the others which are alluding to chayres, to freedom. I think it says for Rav Nachum Breslevin, he said very, very simply, that is the answer which the Balaguda says. You are absolutely right, my child. You are asking me questions, some of them allude to slavery, and some of them allude to freedom, and that is what we are celebrating tonight. Both elements of the Pesach are here, and the answer is, Avudim Huini Lefarah B'Mitzrayim, which defines that we are actually remembering and recalling the Chalik of Avdus, and at the same time, Vayotzi'ayni Hashem Elokeinu Mishom B'yod Chazuko, the Rebbein Shalom has released us, he has liberated us, and we are celebrating that as free men. So we're still trying to get to Umar Blusa Bevesali Arayinike Veshim Shunu. And there, the Balaguda says, here we got it, that the mantis kesuim says to Rebbe Tzitzrayim, kol yimechayechu, yimechayechu ayumim, kol yimechayechu alaydes, and we got the machlekes in that Mishnah, which says, chachumim om yimechayechu alamazeh, kol yimechayechu lehuvi limois ha-Mashiach. So here, you've got a thought from the Vilna Gaon, I think it's quite well known, but I was see how his ability of being mashva one thing to another just because of a remez in the pusik. The Gemara says, and quotes the midrash actually, it's in Bereishis Rabba, the hakol misrapin leusid luvoy chitz me ha nochosh. When the Rebbein Shlomo will finally bring the Gitlish Leima, then anybody who has got any ailments will be suffering from something, will be healed. The exception of the nochosh. We know the nochosh was cursed, that whatever he's going to eat and consume is going to taste of earth, famous solution from the rabbin from Shisra. The rabbin says to him, I don't want to hear you daven, I don't ever want to hear you speak to me. Just nada fres, es isn't right, and just whatever you eat, you'll have food at your disposal, but I just don't want to hear you. It's the greatest curse of all. But the Uvatoch of Kolimachayech was one part where the Gemur says, no, he continues eating dust and earth, even after Mashiach comes. So there, he said, Vilnagun, that correlates with that curse. The Kol Yimachayechu is Lehuvi Limois HaMashiach. The Kol Yimachayechu, which it says there, only by the Nuchosh, the Ufa, Toichal, Kol Yimachayechu, and again, the Kol Yimachayechu Lehuvi is Meramaz, that Nuchosh will even eat earth, Lehuvi Limois HaMashiach, will be the only creature that will not be Misrapa afterwards. That's just the thing. First, Shoyma adds to that, in the Chassidische Gedanke, Kol Yimai Chayechu, Lehuvi Limois HaMashiach, means that it should be in the interest of every single Yid. Lehuvi Limois HaMashiach, he should aspire, hope, and bring closer the coming of the Mashiach through his actions and through the virtues that he has.
People get from snakes, they get better, the signs.
Venom, yeah. That's the dentist use it, originally used to use it as a tranquilizer. Okay, so now the famous Abu Bunim. Buruch HaMukai, Buruch Hi, Buruch Shenusan, Tuyu La'amo Yisrael. And then Abu Buddha says, Keneged Abu Bunim, Dibru Toiro. Many explanations and interpretations. The Bais Yisrael says that Keneged Abu Bunim, Dibru Toiro is something that we have to understand. Why is it that a young man who's going from university into Esh HaTorah, or he's going from a possible future in NASA, and he's going to go to the other one, also Mayach, and gravitate to a Gemur and Bubakamba, learning about oxen growing each other and knocking the Shoyah Abu Hamishu Abu, and people tearing garments and saying half you, half me, and getting a pleasure from it, and standing there in the middle of the Besmeldish, and you can see they're getting elevated. The Choyre, it's Aduva Bilti Muvan, something which is inconceivable. And that is what the Bais Yisrael says. Maybe the Balagut is speaking to you and he's saying to you, there's four children here. There's a Chochum, there's a Rush, there's a Talmud, there's a Shaini Yedidish, but he's saying, Keneged Abu Abunim Dibru Toyre. If you want to really know, the Torah is speaking to every single one of them. You might think that Vuzot Azar student with the Gemurah somewhere in Shoshanubach HaSapuro, or starting to explain to him the intricacies of Bittl Meshishim or Gemurahs in Trifus. But no, the Torah speaks to them. You just have to find the way to connect them. Dibru Torah Keneged Abu Abunim. Wherever the sons are coming from, the Torah speaks to everyone, and the Torah has a sprach, so to speak. Never mind if he majored in philosophy or economics. But then the Balaguda says, Echad Chuchom, Echad Rushu, Echad Tam, Echad Shaydi Derisho. So the world takes the kasha. Wouldn't it be enough to say, Echad Chuchom, Rushu, Tam, Shaydi Derisho? Why do we have to differentiate between each one? There again is an alluding to the chinuch element, that we know that there is a concept of chanoich analafi darkoi, and there's no one application of a way of bringing up a child just because he happens to be the chuchum and the other one is a shayli derisho, that this is the way you all fit into the same stamping. Each one has got a uniqueness about him. Echad chuchum. And each one has to be applied the chinuch that belongs to him. Lefi darkoi. So Asema says that each person essentially has within him the characteristics of all the four sons. And it doesn't necessarily have to apply to four individuals. It can apply to one man who sometimes behaves like the Chucham, sometimes the Yetzirah gets the better of him, and he's the Ben Hurusha. Sometimes he's apathetic, and he really is lethargic, so he's the Tam, and the Sheni Yedavishal is really not interested. It's a sort of laissez-faire attitude towards Yiddishkeit. And nevertheless, question us, who are we really? And the answer is, since this was supposed to be a presentation on psychology from Mr. Rabbi Fox, so therefore you have the pseudo characters that each one of us has got this image within us which is combined, so each one of us is really part of us is the Chucham, part of us is the Rusha, and again the Tam Rusha'enu Yodea Rishol respectively. The Chofetz Chaim famously asked the question that usually these things work in opposites. And if we speak about a Rusha, inevitably then the first gentleman in the Aguda would have been the Tzaddik. But why do we opt for the Chucham? So the Chofetz Chaim says that there is a missing in the Torah of Tumim Tieh Im Hashem Elokecho. And this Ben HaChucham is asking plenty questions. And he says, he wants to know, Mu'a Voidu Azois, Asher, whatever it is, what the Lushan did, he said, Mu'a Aydus Vachikem HaMishputim Asher Tzivu Hashem Elokein Yeshem. Now, the Torah is essentially Afochbo, Afochbo, but the Kilbo. There is a missing that we are supposed to ask and explore. But there's also an element of the Torah that we learn out even from later on in the Haggadah, because the Rabbi Gamliel says, Matzu zu she'uni oichlim al shimu, could have been rephrased and could have said it in a way of, Lomu onu oichlim matzo zu, which would have been the question, why do we eat this unleavened bread? But when we say, Matzu zu she'uni oichlim, perhaps the message is no. The matzah is what we eat, because that is a given. Because our siders did, our fathers did, our elder siders did, and they ate matzahs on Pesach. And Maida, that is something which is an accepted phenomenon. Then you can ask, Al Shumo, you want to know reason? Yeah, sure, let's speak about it. Al Shumo, Shumo, Chaim, Mitzrayim, and they went out, and Shem Tzekom. I'll give you all the reasons in the world. But first of all, recognize Matzah Zisha Uni Ochem, that this is what we eat. And similarly, we got the Naaseh V'Nishma, that was the very basis of the Torah, was on the premise that we first perform and then afterwards we'll ask. But Ayit Koit Kol Tite, Spete Fregte. And consequently, the Tzaddik would be the one who would be Be'minus Yichya. He would not ask questions as to why these things are doing, even though he says in Kaini, Masha Enkein, the Chucham, er will wissen. Before we do things, let's have some answers. So, there's an some Sefer here also, I don't know if there's time for it, some Sefer with everybody knows the Master, why he asked his father, no, his son, the Ksav Sefer actually asked him, why is it that we celebrate the Safikoimen altogether, because Ganvenen is a Shkayidish Hazach, and he couldn't understand why is it that we encourage our little ones to go take and cut and steal. And some Sefer apparently told his son, he didn't answer him, he refrained. And then subsequently, in the morning when they went to shul, which was after the Seder, so when he was walking with him, as a boy then, Safsefer, and he said to him, Nechten benacht das mach gefregt, last night you asked me about Afikoimen. With the previous theme that we mentioned, I didn't answer you because there was a reason for me not answering you. First of all, you have to know that we do things. And we eat Afikoimen, and we come Afikoimen, because, but at the same time, you're entitled to an explanation. So I'll tell you. Very briefly, he said to him, the Gemara says, that a person should not live in a city that there are no dogs, because dogs have a certain security element. I don't know which ones have you been to Herzliya, but the place is swarming with homes with locks and said, Tizahaya, Kelif. And place you only hear barking, you come close to a house and you hear barking, because they really protect the house. Dogs don't really sleep if they hear footsteps. That night was the night where it says, said Chassam Sofer to his son that Lo Yechad Skelev L'Shoino, and consequently, if there were no dogs around, nobody barked, no animal barked, then of course there were rampant with thieves, because that was the night to cash in. It was safe. So, rather to commemorate that, he says Al Pi Pedichasa that they encouraged the children to Ganva to remember that Afikoyim was associated with that. But there was a Chassam Sofer. In the word tzofun, tzofun means hidden. And really, our life and our world is a very hidden one. Because everything that we do is for what is going to be in the future. We are working towards an olam habu, which is hidden. It is something which is obscure. And nobody really knows what's going to be there. How did Chadashirim want to say? The Lushan that he said that Va'anachni loy naida ma navoy des Hashem ad boy aini shumu. The Heilige Chadishim gesagt, keine weiß nicht. Nobody knows how his service of the Rabbeinu Shloilam really is until ad boy aini shumu, till we come to the other side of the fence. There we see that those big buildings with the plaques, with the names on the outside, which we thought is going to buy me my Mizrach found in Olam Habu, were absolutely inconsequential in the Eibishter's eyes, and yet once you invited the poor man who didn't have where to eat, and you took him in for breakfast, and you fed him, and there you come to the other side of the fence, and you see that mitzvah is shining gloriously, with a blazing light, because Anachni Lo Naida Ma'anavad Yes Hashem Ad Boy Ayni Shem. And therefore, this is the Olam Wasir. The other one is the Olam Atzilus. This is the chance. Cash in here, more mitzvahs. Noch hablettel gemure, noch hamitzvah. This is where you can cash in. Once you get to the other side, it's all over. What you've done, you are going to earn on. What you haven't, not. And therefore, the tzufen is also the same idea. It's at the end of the meal that we are megala, this afikoyman. It's the end of the meal. It's also a deeper thought, because every person that I'm pinted to eat is nisgala through the Seder, and the closer he comes to the Rebbein Shalom, and the more the connection is, that Chalik of Tzufen is now becoming revealed. So the part, the half that we say is concealed, is of course the half which is going to be the Usid Levoy for when Mashiach comes, when we go to Olam Habu. And the part which is revealed is the part which we're doing here, which we know is also a half, but at the same time, it is a split down the middle, and we have to value both parts of them. There is a thought about this, that in the concentration camp Nebuch, there were also people that were Mekayim Tzufen, that they wanted to know that they would have a crust of bread for tomorrow, because who knows, they could be starving to death by the next day. So they hid it somewhere deep inside that Tzufen, in their little pyjama which they had, or little pocket, only to find that when the morning came, that somebody, it was Mekayim the mitzvah of Afikoyman, and gathered that piece away from them, and they were without that crust of bread. That once was related to me, I think, by a survivor. The Malbim, running out of time, relates four sons, four generations. Again, on the premise of the Chofetz Chaim, she said that the Ben Achuchem could be dubious, not necessarily the Ben Atzadik. It could also be this Chuchom, which was the maskil of Yor, and he was performing his mitzvahs, but very, very much with a cynicism and a sarcasm, which was something which the Chofetz Chaim was very, very, acquainted with. And he had a son who's an agnostic, and that son is the Rusha. So we have four generations here. The Rusha asks to his father, who detects in him that element of skepticism, and he says to him, oh, come on, between you and me, you're going through the motions, but where's the heart? Do you really believe in all this? And he detects in the Ben HaChuchem, Chuchem the Maski, that this is really a seder which is only superficial. But he goes on, and he has a son, and the son is the Ben Hatam, because the Tana has never really witnessed his father making a seder, because his father was the Rusha. And he asks his father, Mazois, what's all this about? I don't know, I've never seen this. Because he took him to his grandfather, and when he sees his grandfather say this, he says, Mazois. And of course, as time passes, and the Chochamah is by this point pushing daisies, and he's got the grandson who is a Shaini Yedai Lishoy, and he comes, and he's got no clue because his father is the Tam, who really never has any clue about the Seder. His Zayde was the Ben Abusha, who's maybe around, but is still, you know, in the casino on Seder night, and certainly not making, you know, the mitzvah halaylo. And therefore, he is the quintessential Shaini Yedai Lishoy. I once heard B'Shem Reb Shlomo Feshwater that he said that there was a fifth son. And the fifth son is the one that eventually is born to the Shaini Yedai Lishoy, and he finds his way back. And he's no longer the Chucham, but he's really the Tzaddik. And he's the real McCoy. But the Chabatsky Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, used to say that the Al Abu Bunim Dibre Torah that was there, there's a fifth son. And that son is not present at the table. And he's absent. There's another child who is causing the father huge element of Agnes Nefesh because he doesn't attend the Seder anymore. And that's why we should be celebrating, like the Baisasus said, Keneged Abu Bune Dibur Torah, as long as those four sons are still attending the Seder table, you have got something to be joyous about. But when the son is no longer there, that's a different son. So it's those four sons, and even if you've got Ben Arusha, but he's coming to your Seder, look after him. And that's why we understand also the Lushan of the question and the answer of the Ben Arusha is also something that left me perplexed over the years, because the Torah asks, you know, you've got this Ben Arusha, he comes to your Seder, and you're saying to him, Hake is Shinov, you know, let's really smash him out. Some people say the Hake is Baskif ke Baskuf, that they switch around the meaning of Hake is Shinov should be go for him, but there's no meaning at all. It means blunt his teeth. But Hake is Shinov. And why would you, in this, especially in this generation of 2023, go about a boy who is boisterous and he is revolting to you because of his antipathy towards Torah? The way to do it is to bring him closer, show him warmth, envelop him. But no, the Balaguda says that. But then you have to remember that you have to know in Yiddish, and the Balaguda says, not that there was a question there. If you look at the Bal, the Sanus, the Rusha, it says, he's not asking you questions. He's telling you, listen to the subtleties. As long as it's Yoimri Aleichem Benaichem, he's not asking you, and perk your ears up, and you know how to handle him. And that is specifically for the Ben Arusha. There is still a few things to be said, but unfortunately we've run out of time. So, Kamukim Shain Ish, I apologize. So I'm going to go to the house.